Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. A clear sky tonight, lows in the low 60s. Full forecast details are coming up. A fire that started after 3 a.m. on the outside of the Kenosha Education Association building at 55th Street and 56th Avenue led to extensive damage but no injuries. The facility closed since Thursday evening. Battalion Chief Matt Herder said the alarm came in about 3:30 a.m.
When we arrived, we found that the majority of the fire that was visible was present on the outside of the structure. It appeared as if though it had entered the interior via way of a broken window by the way of fire progression and possibly by way of the eaves getting up into the attic.
Initially, firefighters thought that after a few minutes, they had it under control, but flames continued into the attic and then breached the roof, shooting high into the air. Firefighters from Pleasant Prairie and Bristol helped out at the scene, while crews from other departments, including South Shore and Newport, Illinois, covered the vacated stations. A statement from the KEA says while it's too early to tell the extent of damage, teachers and support staff are thankful that no one was harmed. It goes on to say, "We are overwhelmed by the absolute outpouring of support from teachers' unions across the state and nation and other unions, including the local United Auto Workers." The level of staffing at the joint Caledonia South Shore Fire Station could change under a proposed pilot project. South Shore Fire Chief Robert Stedman told the Mount Pleasant Finance Legal License Committee that the two departments have jointly staffed the station since it was built in 1998. The agreement reached at that time ends next year, and the decision will need to be made about whether it should continue or be modified. He's proposing that South Shore continue to house three firefighter paramedics at the station and move the Caledonia staff to their station at Highway 32 and 5 Mile Road. Stedman said the change would allow both departments to get ahead of the game.
This would allow both organizations to evaluate how Station 10 can operate with only one three-person crew assigned to the station. Since any consolidation study will most likely recommend Station 10 be staffed with one crew and the second crew will be assigned to Station 12. This will also provide both organizations the opportunity to evaluate how a consolidation may work operationally with staffing assigned to the stations that would be most likely recommended by any consolidation study.
He said at the end of the six-month pilot project, a decision on what happens next could be made. The South Shore crew would respond to all calls in the joint station's response area in both villages. The committee endorsed the proposal, which still must be considered by the South Shore Fire and EMS Oversight Committee and the Caledonia Village Board. It could start September 1st. The Racine City Plan Commission supports a major amendment to the conditional use permit to operate a showroom for small boats, inflatables, and boating accessories at 1028 Douglas Avenue and Riverside Marine. Scott Monroe with the Riverside Marine staff says about 30,000 square feet of the facility would be used for a showroom. The City Plan Commission supports a conditional use permit to operate an automobile sales and light service shop at Rapids Drive and Mount Pleasant Street.
We put quite a bit into this old building. I think it's a big asset for that corner because there's absolutely nothing going on there. Years ago, they had the tanks removed, and they just left the gravel, so I had it re-asphalted.
Benjamin Nelson said there might be a dozen vehicles there at one time, and a conditional use permit was supported by the Plan Commission for the operation of an automobile storage warehouse at 2220 Northwestern Avenue, the home of Racine Unified, until about 6 years ago. Robert Gleason said the brick buildings in the front and back of the complex are in good shape, and work is being done to improve the others. All three projects will get final Racine Council approval next week. DARE stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education, and one of the many DARE law enforcement officers is Kenosha County Sheriff's Deputy Ray Rowe, who was named this week DARE Officer of the Year. The honor was bestowed at the group's meeting in Sturgeon Bay. Deputy Rowe has been the DARE officer for the past 17 years, with 20 years on the force. A memorial stone to those who served in the Korean War was dedicated Thursday on the grounds of the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Dover. Local members of the Korean War Veterans of America attended, along with some of the cemetery staff. The Korean War was from 1950 to 1953 and is often called the Forgotten War. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.